item as a discussion point. Our terms of reference for a, for the Queens Pool Committee. This was presented to staff and requested that it be placed on the agenda. So I'll open the floor to members of council to comment.
I guess if nobody else wants to put their hand up, I'll go first. When we struck the pool committee, we made it very clear that we did not have any staff resources to add to this committee, and that the committee was going to be responsible for doing that, the work themselves, and reporting back to council. When I see these terms of reference on item number 8, receive and review monthly progress reports from the CAO in regards of the project, that's determining that we're using staff resources. Number 9 is assists the staff, the CAO, by conducting research. Again, we're putting staff in there when we told them when we set this up that we did not have the staff resources to do it. Role of the chief administrative officer and staff. We're saying now that the CAO, director of recreation, healthy, and the engineer shall have to act as staff resources to the committee. So we're putting staff resources in at a time when we told them we couldn't. And role of committee members. Committee members may seek or provide information to the CAO and consult other municipal staff, but shall not direct staff. Once again, we're giving a committee the power to question staff and work with staff when we told them that this was something that we definitely did not have time for. When you get into the resources section, the committee will have access to the CAO, Director of Recreation, Healthy, and other appropriate staff as authorized by the CAO. You know, all through this terms of reference, it's telling them that they have direction to direct our staff when we've told them that our staff don't have the time to take this on at this point. So I feel that this should go back to the committee to rewrite the terms of reference to reflect that the committee will be making those decisions and then coming forward with recommendations to council without the use of staff, because this was put forward in a very fast manner when we didn't have the staff ready to do it.
Other councillors have their own point. Councillor Charlton and then Councillor Meeks.
So I kind of feel that it's kind of being put out there that this is an unreasonable ask of the pool committee, but when I look back to the steering committee for our library, it almost, I think it's a pretty well mimic with a few changes. So, you know, I think that our council prioritized the pool committee. The majority of council wish to have one, and because we didn't adopt a terms of reference before, it has left this committee really unsure of what they should or shouldn't be doing. I think it's creating some animosity that neither party needs. I would like to see this move forward in a positive way, and I think to do that we need appropriate feedback. I think we did receive feedback before in regards to our staffing resources, and when we first were discussing this pool committee, I had mentioned about maybe taking some of the money either from the donor, if that was acceptable, or funds from us to hire a consultant or to look at third-party options because of our staffing issues. I think it's unreasonable to think our staff can do everything. We have amazing staff, but we have staffing issues just like every other organization right now. So I think we need to just look at the positive instead of focusing on how this can't work. What's a reasonable way to make this work? We have incredible people on this committee. I happen to attend the first meeting, and we have people with a lot of experience that give really great value to this committee, and it would be really unfortunate to see that crumble and not have a working relationship with that committee. replacement of our pool in our capital plan, so our council has prioritized that to some level. So I think the question here is, what do we need to shift around, or what do we need to look at to make this work? We've had some negative conversations with this committee, just because I think there's many frustrations on council trying to find a way forward, but I think it's, you know, fairly simple. If it comes with the cost of hiring someone, third party or consultant, we said we would spend $2.5 million in our capital plan to deal with this pool. We graciously got a $3 million donation.
We do not disclose the amount. That was confidential.
I thought it was put up there prior to, and I apologize. My point is, we have funds, and we need to come together here as a council and just find a way forward, and we need to have some feedback on what's the appropriate way to do that with our staff.
Thank you, Councillor Charlton.
Can I respond?
Rather than debate back, I will have to ask Councillor Muse, because I did put him in line next. It's Councillor Muse, do you want to speak now, or do you want to provide?
I just want a quick question.
Okay.
So it's on the agenda, you know, as a discussion.
Right.
The Region of Queens Pool Committee, in terms of reference, who wrote it? Did the pool committee wrote it, or did the CAO?
The staff have had nothing to do with this.
No.
I just want to say that when we got the Library Steering Committee in, it was part of our budgeting process for this year, and we budgeted staff and funds to do it. So we took on a project that staff could do. When the donation came for the pool, this was after the budgeting process, and we realized we didn't have the staff. I think this the pool committee is an amazing committee. I think there's some really good people on there. My problem is not with the swimming pool. I think they're going to do a great job. I think, you know, we're lucky that they're going to take it on and put it up there. I just have the problem with the terms in there that direct our staff. And I think if that's corrected in the terms of reference, I think it's a very great terms of reference.
Other comments? No further comments, this becomes a dead issue. Councillor Charlton?
I'm wondering if either member of council who are on our pool committee, if they could comment on the struggles the committee is currently having, instead of having in terms of reference.
That is a question you know very well. You're sitting here as a member of a committee appointed by council. If you didn't have the right to speak, you would not be sitting here. So yes, you have the right to speak.
Okay. First off, there was something that was asked. Because any committee you go forward, you've got to have terms of reference. You've got to have some mandate of what you're trying to do. And if you don't have a mandate, you just have to be spinning your wheels. So if there's, when you bring forward something such as this, because the staff doesn't have time to do this, it wasn't something trying to go ahead to the staff to try to put out terms of reference. It was just trying to, we formed a committee, so we're going forward with the committee, but we don't have any terms of reference. So this was brought forward as terms of reference, using the library committee as an example of, and trying to work from there. If there's some things that's wrong with it, it needs to be corrected. I think that's brought here to look at it that way. But the pool committee needs terms of reference to go forward to be able to know what the mandate is, unless we could be doing a bunch of things that's just waste of time or whatever.
Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Romero?
And we were not trying to use up staff time. We were just trying to incorporate staff decisions and the findings, and not eliminate them.
Any other people who wish to speak before I recognize people who have already spoken?
Just one comment. This is completely different than the library project. We don't operate the library. So the terms of reference for the library, if you just just, if that's, I don't know what the story is, but that's been cut and pasted, it would be inappropriate, because the library project is very different from this project.
Counselor Charlton?
So my ask would be that we find a way forward, because at the end of the day, there is a majority of council that wanted to have a pool committee. So we do need feedback from our CAO on how we can move that forward, because from what I understood previously was when we had this committee happen, when council supported it, we were told we didn't need terms of reference, but as a counselor, I thought our staff would have some involvement to some level, so I don't think staff are clear on their expectations, I don't think council's clear on theirs, the committee is certainly not clear on their expectations. So I just please ask that we find a way forward here. You know, it's been said that because we're not operating the library and we're going to operate this pool, that the terms of reference don't make sense. So could we have some terms of reference brought back at our next meeting that do make sense? I feel like that's a simple way forward, and we can have some feedback from our staff. If we don't have certain resources, then how do we move that forward instead of just focusing on why it doesn't work? Is it a consultant? They're all in the way.
Further comments, Deputy Mayor Muse?
Oh, Deputy Counselor Muse. Gotta put a big council sign up there.
Listen to the comments made by the CAO. The pool is gonna be run by our staff. I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. So I think that we should have staff involved with this committee. The library committee. We're not going to run the library, so why do we have our staff working on that if we're not going to be running the library? We're going to be running the pool, so I think that, you know, we have to have the CAO and the other one. Megan, that's what it is. Involved with the project. I mean, so if the pool committee starts getting into situations where they're trying to say, well, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and then all of a sudden they find out from staff that it can happen because we run it, I think it's a big problem. I mean, they got to be involved. And maybe they're involved too much, but they got to be involved in some ways.
I believe when we spoke about the library committee, it was made very clear we formed a library committee because we are not going to operate the library. We are building a building for library users, and we have no experience with running a library. Therefore, we created a committee because we're going to own that building, the library building. And we are building it for one use, which is to rent it to the South Shore Regional Library, which we are mandated to do by the provincial government. We have to provide library services. So for our engineering department to build a library, when that's not our bailiwick, council were very supportive of the creation of that library committee, which was made up of library board members, library users, and library staff. So, Counselor Muse, do you understand why the importance was of the, like, to build a building that we, the people of the region of Queens, are going to own, but we're going to rent it to this other group that we have no idea what they need for circulation patterns, where their desk goes, what programming space they need? That was the reason for the library committee. And as for a pool, we operate pools, however.
So that's what I'm saying. So we're going to be operating the pool. We're sitting the pool committee out there trying to find out what kind of pool they have, where it's going to be located, and they're not going to be conveying the staff the importance of this and ask some questions. I think we have to ask the questions. The library, I agree, it's a building that's going to be on the region. But the pool is gonna be run by the region. So, I just.
Counselor Brown?
When we had our budget talks, we budgeted time and staff told us they had the time to sit on the committee and design this, the library for this person. Once the donation came through, this was an add-on project that staff told us that they didn't have time to take part in, but if we were willing to wait until next budget, the time would be there. We decided to put this committee in place ahead of that with the understanding that there was no staff time. And that's why I think now to start adding staff resources in when we've already said we don't have it is problematic. If the committee can get a head start on probably next budget time, if we take part in that, staff will be able to take part in it. But for the next 6 months, I think staff don't have the time because it was an add-on project after everything else we approved. And I think that's the biggest difference with this. I think we're very fortunate that we got a donation and we can get basically a free swimming pool. It shouldn't be a problem. I think if we just change the terms of reference to get the references to directing staff out of it, then everything goes back on track and this committee can do their wonderful work of getting us a swimming pool. But I think they have to have the references taken out that they direct staff or the staff resources so that they can go forward and so that we can go forward with all the other projects that we've already committed to this year. So in that, I would like to make a motion that this goes back to the pool committee to reformat their terms of reference to state that so that we and bring us back at the earliest possible convenience so that we can get this project back on track and get the pool built.
Is there a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Haas. Is there any further discussion on redirecting the terms of reference back to the pool committee such that they can present them in a way that it does not require the work of staff, which basically means the pool committee create their mandate, be it looking at the staffing issues that we're going to challenge, the various types of green energy up there, whatever they wish to come back with the terms of reference. Councillor Charlton, you have another comment?
Yes. I just don't understand how putting this back on the committee is fair to the committee because we have issues internally and I still don't see how that's made clear to the committee. I think we need some guidance from our staff in regards to our CAO on how we can move this forward in a positive way that's reasonable, because if we take all the staff part out of this document, they spend the next couple months doing things. We get to a point where we're ready to move forward with the pool. Is the work that they have done, is it going to be considered? What happens with it? I just feel like there's too many unknowns. And so I just am asking for, you know, a partnership here, way forward. If, you know, I know our engineering department is really having a hard time and there are other staff as well. So I think it's important for us to have that feedback of, you know, from our CAO and these other departments of what is reasonable. When this conversation first happened months ago, we had said we'd strike the committee to start in the fall and they would meet on, you know, when it was reasonable with some staff resources as well, which led me to believe that staff were involved somewhat, and that's not the case that's happening here. So, you know, what can our staff do? Can our staff meet with them in January? Is it February? I mean, I don't have that information. And I just think it's not fair to put it back on that committee. I think that committee needs to sit down, perhaps with their CAO. I'm not sure who else would be from the Director of Recreation and so on, but there just needs to be, you know, some give and take here and some clear expectations to send it back to them. They're just gonna bring it back and then someone's gonna say, well, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, and it's just gonna drag us on and on and on. And I don't think that's reasonable.
Other comments? Councillor Gibby? I'm in a little disagreement with some things going on here. When I read
their terms of reference, I'm getting a different view on it. In the resources, it says, committee shall have access to the CEO, director of recreational, recreation and healthy communities, and other appropriate staff is authorized by CAO to undertake the required research it needs in order to make the appropriate decisions. Now, in 9, it says, assist the CAO by conducting research. So they're going to be doing the research. They're going to be preparing reports, overseeing grant submissions, liaison with community groups, business pool users, and community members. So they're going to do all the work. So all the work has to be is reviewed. So I don't think it's a big staff issue. And maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't think it would be a big staff issue. And I think that this can move on with the way that it's written. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Fancy?
We had Councilor Mero and I met with our CAO to find out some groundwork of where we need to go and what, and I thought we had a very productive meeting on what group we could be looking at, even with lifeguards and how we could raise funds and such. So we're not in a void just doing things over here and nobody knows what's going on. So we continue to go forward with that, but if we don't have some kind of a written mandate of where we want to be, do we want to be looking at lifeguards and how we could be able to get the lifeguard, how we could be able to go forward with these things. And we had a great meeting with our CEO on where we could go. So there's going to be some things brought forward as to what we want to do with the pool. If we want it just like this, we want any add-ons or anything like that. I believe the mandate of the group is to get information and could supply recommendations. Does nothing more than that. It doesn't direct. It's all about getting information and bringing things forward. And we know that if we don't, by next year, if we're not in the process of getting a builder to build a pool, we're going to be in cold water anyway, because it's not going to happen. So that was the idea of forming us in the fall. Get the information. We got some people on there that our staff would not have any kind of knowledge as to what these people do. I mean, it's incredible what some of the knowledge that some of these people are. So it's all about bringing information and recommendations.
Any other comments? Councilor Charlton?
I would like to move that.
Oh, we already have a motion on the floor.
We
have a motion on the floor, which was to send this back to the, and that is the motion to which we should be speaking. That this go back to the pool committee to remove references to Councilor Brown.
Just to be clear, if we vote on this, then this becomes a dead issue. But if Councilor Charlton wants to make an amendment to my motion, then we can discuss that.
Just to clarify, we're in a discussion part. There's not a motion in an agenda package, so if
but he's made a.
I made a motion.
He's made a motion to
right,
referral
but
the discussion.
Right, but when that gets defeated, there's nothing stopping for anyone else around the table putting a motion in, correct?
But there is a motion to defer.
That's good. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't cutting off any avenues by making.
At the end of the day, council has to decide what role the committee is going to play and what role staff are going to play.
Yeah.
That will dictate what the terms of reference is. Simple as that. But until council determines what the role of the committee is, staff or the committee can't write a term of reference.
So, CAO McNeil, how do you suggest we determine what you just said? How does council determine the role of the committee and the role of staff? What is the best way to determine that?
Normally you determine what parts of your operation on the staffing side is deficient, what's lacking, and what expertise the community members have that would bring to the table that would fill in that gap. That's the simplest way. So this would be the first of its kind in Queens County, the first of its kind maybe in Nova Scotia, where a community group is being given full opportunity to design, build public infrastructure. We've never done that before in this organization, so, or anywhere in Nova Scotia that I can find. So you're providing, you're trailblazing new territory, and so that's unique. So council has to decide what's that line for staff and what's that line for the committee.
So, CM McNeil, would a meeting of council, I believe there's six members of a full committee, what is a working way in order to make, if this is going to be a trailblazer, where an outside committee is going to design, build, but not operate a facility, and then the municipality is going to become the owner of it? I believe what you said does make sense, that we need to clearly define what our staff are incapable of doing. Because we have been told we have staff capable to build this pool and have it open by the date. So we need to to determine what the deficiencies are. Deputy Mayor Fancy referenced a huge challenge to all of staff, and we know it, and that is finding staff for these pools. It's not COVID, it's been for years. And we are all aware as council members that our recreation director worked her summer in those pools teaching lifeguarding, overseeing swimming lessons. That is not a very good use of a well-paid director's time. We need staff. Is that a deficiency? Do we have a deficiency in the ability to search out all the green innovations there are now in pools?
Mayor Norman,
your point of order?
We got a referral on there to send it back.
Okay, so let's vote on the referral. All in favor of deferring this? Two. All in favor of not deferring? So now I'm going to continue, because I believe we need to get to a solution. And I believe that the solution presented answers Councillor Charlton's question about how do we move forward. So the question to the CAO is, how do we move this forward so that we can have a clear understanding of the role of the committee and the role of staff? And it may not necessarily be a terms of reference, because first you have to define your roles. So CEO McNeil, how do we reach the defining of the roles in order to develop a terms of reference?
As it sets up the council to decide what parts of building an outdoor community pool you don't feel staff are competent to do in that process. And so that's the deficiency that you would ask the community members to step up to provide leadership.
Councillor Charlton?
I feel like this is being made that we've struck a committee because we don't think our staff are competent. And I don't believe that anybody in this room feels that way. So that comment bothers me. I just feel like we don't have all the answers here, and asking how we can move forward. And I'm still struggling with the fact that this is somehow drastically so different than our steering committee for the library. I mean, yes, the library's going to run it, but if you just really simplify it, both are for the community. So I just don't understand why we have spent the last 6 months with this. It's so drawn out at this point, and again, creating animosity. And I think we just need, we've identified that we need staff associated with this pool committee, but I've asked time and time again, what's reasonable of that? I don't think it's reasonable to expect them to be able to meet weekly or bi-weekly yet, but what is? I've asked many questions here today that I've not been provided answers to, so it's difficult to sit here and try to say,
you know, we have to come up with this and that when there's still unanswered questions. So I don't know what the way forward here is without some of those answers.
Any other questions, comments? Deputy Mayor Fancy?
I think we have a great project here. Money's given to us, and I think this, we should be all celebrating, and we seem to be getting into the mud somewhere here. And I don't think there's any mud here. I think it's a matter of a committee that we as a council have formed to try to give information and be a help. I can always remember who was it there, the CAO of Microsoft said, I'm smart because I have smart people around me. Well, that any kind of information makes you smarter, makes you brighter as you look forward to anything. So I don't think it's that our staff do not have the capabilities. It's just anything we can add to it is a plus. And if things cannot be used, then it's thrown out. So it's not, I don't think, directing staff. It's information, recommendations. It isn't directing anyone. So I'd like to see us all go away that we're excited about this, but I feel like we're pulling in different directions.
Any other comments? Councilor Charlton?
Can we ask for direction, or can we ask to direct staff under these discussions?
What do you mean?
So could I ask to direct our CAO to come back at our next council meeting with a revised terms of reference that allows for the committee to be involved, much like the steering committee of the library, with a way to have our staff involved in the capacity that they can be, or it's a recommendation to hire a consultant? Like, I feel like that's the way forward that we needed.
So I guess, Councilor Charlton, my question to you, or my response to you is, we were told in no uncertain terms that our staff does not have this much time to commit to a committee at this point in time. In the spring, because you know the projects we have on, we're digging up sewers and waters, we're building a library, we are redesigning that building, we're building a new nursing home, and we have one CAO and two engineers, and one recreation director who's in charge of all the recreation. So that's it. We are not overloaded with staff. And our staff were very honest and told us, please wait until the springtime when we can have time to begin the planning process for the pool, and we will reach out and consult with the people in our community who can input on those decisions. We already know that. If council wishes to add one more layer to the staff workload, then as a council, we must soon meet and decide what projects we are going to let go. They are human beings. And I believe that's something that we need to do as early as next week if we can. Because we have seriously placed a huge amount of work issues and time and projects on our staff. And as a council, we need to look and decide which ones we're going to let go. We just saw a wonderful housing presentation. If we wish to move forward on that, we all know that is going to require staff time. No ifs, ands, or don'ts about that one. So I guess my ask is, can we, and we can't ask to defer this again, but I, as mayor, I seriously think we need to meet and look at the next 2 years and determine what projects we have the ability to move forward on, which projects we need to farm out. If we need to farm some of them out and hire external consultants to get them done, then we need to decide that. But at this point in time, we have placed a tremendous workload on our staff. And I don't think there's a single counselor in this room who does not welcome the idea of a new facility, a new aquatic outdoor facility to replace the 50-year-old one in Milton. That is not a question. It's a question of how many projects can we continue to take on? Do we let the library go? Do we let housing go? Do we let the call center go? But we seriously need to look at very quickly what we need to do. So in answer to your question, yes, you can make a motion or direct staff to come back with a revised terms of reference. Councilor Romero?
Mayor and this council, wasn't this our purpose, was to do all the legwork for staff as a committee?
Yes, but this document is certainly not doing the legwork. This document says things like receive and review monthly progress reports from the CAO in regards to the project.
But I don't understand, because if the CAO is not included in anything we discuss, what is the purpose of the committee?
Council struck the committee.
That's right. Council struck the committee to do the legwork, and I believe we have to work with the CAO. There's no other way. How are we going to get any resolutions?
Councilor Charlton?
I would like to make a motion that the terms of reference come back as a recommendation for our next council meeting, with the opportunity for our CAO to provide feedback if there are certain items of concern.
Is there a seconder for that motion?
Sure.
Another Councilor Gidney. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Contrary? 4-4. Deputy Mayor, Councilor Muse, you didn't vote, so you're in defeat.
Was that a vote?
I asked for the question.
I didn't really think it was asking for the question, but okay.
Would
sorry.
I ask to recall that vote?
We do need to move forward on this. I mean, we have a wonderful group of community people who have assets to provide. And we also have staff who have no time to provide. But we have been told in March time we do. Is there the possibility, and I know the chairman of the committee is here listening. So is there a possibility for the committee, hearing all that was said today, to find a way to perhaps do a mandate letter or just some basic mandates and not a copy and paste of an entirely different committee, but if it's going to be a trailblazing committee, some mandates of basically what the committee feels its strength is and what it can provide as resources. I guess that's my question. I'm going to ask, I usually don't do this, but I am going to ask this. Because we're in a strange spot.
So you're asking me if we can come back, get rid of this terms of reference, come back with something else that's totally different than that, it doesn't require staff. Okay, so first of all, you said staff is available come March. We can do all this work that we need to do without your staff because we didn't have any of it done until March anyway. So I don't
Is that all right with council?
Staff never said March.
No, well, spring.
May, June.
May, June, late spring. Because as you know, we have the end of 2024 as a completion date.
And you're saying we can make the decisions to have, you know, rate, how many lanes, what goes into the pool?
They will never be formal decisions because as you know from the library committee with the terms of reference was struck down on location.
Okay.
So the committee does not have the power. You have, a committee has the ability to advise, I mean, planning advisory committees have had recommendations struck down by council. The final decision rests with council. The power of the committee is to prevent proposals that are innovative, maybe outside of what staff, you know, but things that will work within the framework. The committee does not have the ability to make decisions, to make the final decision. No committee of council has
but we
that
have the ability to present it to you,
yes.
Council for a yes or no.
Yes. That
and
is what
the working on that is good.
Good.
So you want us to write a letter that is something like the terms of reference.
If because we just need to get to a good space. We need to recognize the value of the committee in assisting and perhaps finding some information that may be outside of the purview of our staff, because our staff are crunched. And if you can do some background information on what's out there, all the possibilities, understanding you're not the final decision maker. For example, you know, how many locations can it, you know, what, just because we know from other committees, planning advisory committees get struck down, their recommendations, other committees. So that would be the purpose. And council members, do you feel that that would be logical? And that's a good way to move forward? You know about the strengths that are on the committee. We, you know, there's someone that's worked for 20 odd years with the City of Toronto. We've got built, you know, they do have great assets they can provide. And this could be a great new union and we could celebrate it as, you know, for what it is. But we all understand final decisions rest with this council in the bitter end. So it's not to say, Spartanelli Herman, that all your work is going to move forward. You know, we cannot promise that, but we can promise to listen with open ears to what you do bring forward. Councillor Brown?
I would be happy with that approach because it takes the requirement or the expectation that staff will be providing assistance and work through the first 6 months, but it allows the committee to move ahead with starting the planning process and the investigation process, and allows our staff who do have the strengths and will be maintaining it to join in next late spring or summer if they have the time available.
Councillor Charlton?
It concerns me though if the committee doesn't have terms of reference, because to that comment, staff join in when they have the time to do so. It's really just left up for a lot of interpretation, so I'm concerned about that.
Committee members, how do you feel about that proposal?
Well, I'm really not in favor of it because if staff do not have the time then it's going to be even later. And I think we need terms of reference.
I think also too, we said, I mean, it sounds good on paper, but you could end up being 4 or 5 months of wasted time. Because if we haven't spoken to the staff and not know what staff want, and all of a sudden they said, well, that's not good, and we're knowing this 5 months later. That doesn't work.
Deputy Mayor Fancy, council makes the decisions. we saw what happened with the library committee. Council made the decision. And so it will be council who will make the decision respecting the proposals that this committee brings forward. And I would hope that it would be ABC proposals, like not just a proposal, but a variety of proposals or looks.
I think it's hard to go forward with those terms of reference, I really do, but that's what I hope.
Councilor Charlton?
Is it within the committee's right to bring forward motions to council if the committee itself does not have terms of reference?
It's a committee of council, whether or not it has terms of reference or not.
But in the terms of reference for previous committees, it relates to the fact that those committees will bring forward recommendations. So if we have no terms of reference, then are we actually going to be able to accept a recommendation from a committee with no terms of reference? I would like that answered. If that answer can be confirmed, then perhaps there's a way forward in the way that you suggested. But if it's not...
So to either a clerk or a CAO, we have a committee that does not have a terms of reference. Is it essential for a committee to have terms of reference in order to make recommendations to council?
Mike McLeod, does the Planning Advisory Committee have a term of reference? No. Does Heritage Advisory Committee have a term of reference? No.
Oh, wait a minute. Mike's, we're getting two different answers. Mike, does...
There's Planning Advisory Committee.
There's no formal terms of reference. So none of our committees have a terms of reference. The only one that had a terms of reference was a library, because a library is a very unique build. So we don't have a terms of reference for anything else.
I believe the pool committee understands what it can do to assist the region of Queens, because I attended that first meeting and I spoke to some members. I know there is at least one member who understands the huge challenge of staffing. There's members that understand how lead-ins and accessibility issues are very important to consider. And I believe with the knowledge that they have, but even with terms of reference, the pool committee does not have the ability to dictate to council where things will be built and what they will look like. That remains a decision of ours. If the pool committee wishes to update council at any time, they're more than welcome to come into this chamber just to provide updates on where they're going. I do not like this friction that I feel, because I think we should be celebrating the fact that we have been donated money to construct a pool. And isn't that a wonderful thing? And we have people in our community who are willing to help figure out the look and all those new things in today's society as we move forward. That's a good look. And we now understand we do not need terms of reference to make that work.
Everybody has a direction. And there's something, I don't care if it's terms of reference or you want to call it the council chamber. It's a directional thing. It's what a mandate, which everybody, even if you go to PAC, they got a mandate. Everybody's got a mandate what they're looking for. There's no mandate. Without a mandate, it's kind of like, what should you be doing and what should you not be doing? And that's the type of thing that this is starting to be really, it's bothersome to me, because we should be as a councilors all representing our region and celebrating something. 5 minutes from now, we should be able to have something together and all working on it, but we're not. And that's, I don't know where the problem is, but we need to get it directed one way or another, because it's just it's troublesome to me.
Councilor Charlton?
Well, since my motion was defeated, I don't see how we can bring forward
committee has the strength from listening to today to come up, to understand the value that they can provide to council and how to put that on paper. Yes? Council satisfied with that? That is the end of our public session of the agenda. I need a motion to move in camera for one item. Moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Muse. All those in favor?
We take 15 minutes.
And the meeting will be.